it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's give away some money. We all know the rules, right? Pretty simple. 10 questions, 60 seconds, $25 for each question answered correctly. And hopefully, we're going to be giving away $2,000.
Cool.
This morning, with a chance to win some big-time money, we go to Clinton Township. Derek, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, Derek, how are you?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
We're doing pretty good.
All doing good.
Yeah, have you played the two Grand Slam before?
I have.
Okay.
All right, how'd you do?
Did okay, not bad.
Okay, all right, yeah. Well,
let's go for 10 today.
Yeah.
Well, good luck today. So, Derek, you know the rules. If you don't know one, say pass. I'll get to it if there's enough time. Okay, so your time is going to start right now. Who do the Detroit Tigers play tonight?
Cleveland.
Who is the head coach of the Nebraska Cornhuskers?
Matt Rhule.
Who is the starting quarterback for the Nebraska Cornhuskers?
Rayola.
This band had the 2012 hit Radioactive.
Imagine Dragons.
This team is currently in first place in the AFC North.
Pass.
Flint is located in this Michigan county.
What was the city?
Flint.
Oh, Genesee.
This team currently leads the National League Central.
Milwaukee.
Who played Vincent Vega in the 1994 movie Pulp Fiction?
John Travolta.
Who does Michigan State play in football this coming Saturday?
USC.
Who is the head football coach for the Illinois Fighting Illini?
Brent, pass.
This team is currently in first place in the AFC North.
Cincinnati.
Who is the head football coach for the Fighting Illini?
Oh, my. So close. You had nine.
He was at Wisconsin. He was at Arkansas.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Kind of a big guy. I cannot remember his name.
Oh, you got the resume all ready to go. It's Brett Bielema.
Bielema.
Oh, so close. Yep.
Very close.
I'm more distraught than you are. I can't believe it. You had it.
It's the Tuesdays.
But he didn't know that. That's the thing. Like, we're watching it. And we know what he's gotten right.
Uh-huh. I'm looking at his time. I go, he's got 10 seconds to get two questions. You got back to Bengals. Just not enough time for Bielema. Hey, it's a great showing. It's nine right. Yeah. What is that, $225?
Yeah, sounds good.
$225.
Yeah, $225. We'll put you on hold.
So close.
You didn't even seem all that upset. I'm more upset for him.
I know. Well, I mean, it was asking him the question, like, how'd you do before? I did it right. Okay, is there a number attached?
It sounds like he wouldn't have gotten it, even if I were able to read it
all the way through.
He didn't know. Yeah.
No, he knew his first name was Brett, but...
Might have needed the full 60 on that one alone.
Right, yeah. But...
It sucks because I think he even had Brett B.
He just couldn't.
The brain couldn't spit out Bielema.
I wish he would have heard Flint first and not have to ask me that, so maybe he could have had a little more time.
I don't think he would, like, to your point, I don't think he's getting it either way. That sucks.
No. The Two Grand Slam on Tuesdays, brought to you by Femininio Law. Get David, get paid.
Well, he got pretty much all of them right, but we'll go through it quickly here. The Tigers play the Guardians tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Suddenly a pivotal series. Now or never for Cleveland.
Mm-hmm. And, well, I mean, not now or never for Detroit, but six games against them in the next nine.
I mean, one win, really.
It's a double whammy.
Yeah, that's right. The head coach of the Nebraska Cornhuskers.
Matt Rhule.
Starting quarterback.
Raiola.
Would we have accepted Patrick Mahomes? The band that had the 2012 hit Radioactive.
Imagine Dragons.
Team currently in first place in the AFC North.
He passed, came back. It is the Cincinnati Bungles.
The Jake Browning-led Bengals. Flint is located in Genesee County. The Brewers are in first place in the National League. Vincent Vega.
John Travolta.
Mm-hmm. Michigan State plays at 11 p.m. against...
the Trojans. USC.
Spartan fans are super thrilled about that. And the head coach of the Illinois Fighting Illini.
Brett Bielema. He had all the descriptors. Like, okay, he coached at Wisconsin. The only thing he didn't say was he played at Iowa. Like, he had everything. Had his first name.
Coaches in a bed sheet. Like, it's all there.
Coaches in a bed sheet. Wow.
Anyway, your next chance to win will be, what, Thursday at 7:25.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.